What difference would it make if your enemy was anointed? Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thank you for joining me today on Quiet Time Coaching, episode 43. One Bible verse had a profound effect on my prayers this morning. As I often do, I turned to the Psalms before going out to pray this morning. I've been working through the Psalms of Ascent, and I've reached Psalm 133. Here's the whole Psalm. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. This is a psalm of beautiful idealism. God's people living in unity. Not something that existed for very long at any point in Israel's history, if you look back, and not something which exists in many denominations today or in Christendom through history. And frankly, that kind of unity is not something that exists consistently in my own network of Christian relationships. In particular, as I began this morning, I decided to focus on verse 2, which is the one that says that such unity is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. I reflected on the fact that, as it says in the IVP Bible background commentary, I quote, "In Israelite practice, anointing was a sign of election and often closely related to endowment by the Spirit." At some point in the past, I'd studied the psalm and made some notes, and I had there that quote, but also this quote from a book by Eugene Peterson. That book is A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Peterson said this about verse 2. He said, "When we see each other as God's anointed, our relationships are profoundly affected." Let me give you that one more time, just so we can think about it. When we see each other as God's anointed, our relationships are profoundly affected. So I thought about that, and I determined that I would go out and pray for someone I found rather more difficult to love than most people, someone who's a Christian, someone anointed by God, but just I find them difficult. You probably have people like that in your life. I decided I would hold them in my mind and in my heart before God as someone anointed, someone special to God, someone chosen by him, and honestly, just as favored as I or any other person. So I went to the park, and I walked through the park, and I was praying in my prayer walk through the park, and I picked that one person, and I focused on them. I focused on seeing them as anointed. And it was a humbling experience because all of a sudden I realized I'd stopped looking down on that person. I'd stopped seeing them as a problem. Instead, I could see that he and I were on the same level ground. I felt differently about him. I felt differently about myself. And I realized I can love this person. And I determined I must, I will. I will love them because they're anointed. Because they are the same as me. Let me ask you a question. Is there someone you find difficult to love? I mean, you accept them as a brother or as a sister, but they're difficult for some reason. It may not be their problem, maybe more yours, but there's a difficulty there. Someone even close to you. Well, why not decide to hold them in prayer before God and before your spiritual eyes as someone chosen, someone elected, adopted, anointed by God? Why not give that a go in your next prayer time? Let me ask you, what happened when you tried this? Assuming you've done so, what was it like? What difference did it make to the way you saw this person? How does it make a difference to how you see them now or feel about them? Will it change your behavior? Perhaps has it already changed your behavior? Please let me know, let us all know. Leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because we need to learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. If you've got a chance, please pass the link on to somebody else who might find this recording useful. And if you have time, then give us a review or hit that like button so that more people will discover these. Well, until the next time, I hope that this is a wonderful week for you of fulfilling quiet times. Remember, you and all God's people are anointed of God. Take care and God bless.